Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to another episode with your coach, me, Coach Michelle. This is Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. We're here today for another 30-minute walking workout to get your body fit, to get you energized, to help you burn calories, to help you feel great about fitness and walking. So, we're gonna go ahead and get started. I know that's what you came here for, so we don't waste time around here. I want you to get your watches ready, get your pedometers ready, get your apps ready, whatever you're using to track your time, your mileage, get it ready, because we are starting right now. We're starting with our walking workout, and always, as always, we are doing 30 minutes, and our goal is 2 miles in 30 minutes. So everyone, get ready. Our first 5 minutes will be our warm-up. We're gonna warm our bodies up, get our bodies ready for this workout. Prior to working out, it's important that you warm your muscles up. You have to gradually ease into that workout. We don't wanna go from cold to hot. We want to go from cold, and then we're warming it up, and then we get right into our hot workout. So hopefully everyone's ready to go. And once again, we're in a park. That's where I like to walk. If weather is not allowing you to do so, go ahead. The treadmill will be just fine. But if you can walk outdoors like we are, make sure it's a safe area, so that you are able to focus on your walking and you are not concerned about maybe cars or things that may impede your walking. So of course, everyone, I always let you know prior to starting any walking or any exercise routine, always check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure your body is able to do what you're asking it to do. So, how's everyone feeling? We are warming up, and I am tracking your time, and right now, we're about a little over a minute into this warm-up. Go ahead, make sure those arms are moving, make sure those legs are moving, make sure that you're breathing. It's important that you are breathing. Relax those arms as you go ahead and bring them up, and you're moving them forward and back. We want to get that range of motion going. And then also your feet, we wanna make sure we're going heel, toe, because we want to get the body going as quick, as efficiently. We wanna make sure the workout is as efficient as possible. And our goal today, 2 miles. We are going to do 2 miles in 30 minutes. Now, perhaps your goal is 1 mile, because you've just started, and 2 miles for you may seem unrealistic. That's okay. These podcasts are designed for you to get your heart rate going. So there will always be at 2 miles, or at least so far they have been, and we've got plenty, because you need that heart rate to get up. We want you moving fast. However, if you're just starting, it's okay. Your goals are going to be specific to you. Wherever you are, that's okay, as long as you're doing better today than you did yesterday, or this week than you did last week. It's all about progress. It's all about being consistent. So let's go and keep this warm-up going. Right now, we're almost at 3 minutes. Well, we're at 3 minutes now. So we've got about 2 more minutes in this warm-up, this 5-minute warm-up that we're doing, because we are really getting our bodies ready. And I really want to make sure that you are ready for this workout today, because this workout is going to be fast. We want to make sure we're going fast. So we're going to do what we like to do around here. We want to go ahead and get the fitness moving quickly. So we're going to go ahead and perhaps speed it up as we go through. We're gonna break it down to 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, we're gonna go up, then we're gonna go down. Gonna make it a little longer than we normally do. Sometimes we do a minute and 30 seconds, like a HIIT style workout, high intensity. So we're not going to exactly do it that way. What we're doing today is we're literally just going 5 minutes very fast, 5 minutes fast. Okay, this is really to change it up a bit for you, give you more options, give you more variety. Because when you're working out, once you get comfortable with a style of working out, you need to go ahead and add something to it, change it up, modify it. Because your body changes, your fitness level changes, and we want to always change with all of that. If you're new, then it's all new. But if you've been doing it a while, we need it to change to match where you are so that you'll continue benefiting from the exercise. And don't be afraid. If you've been going for a while and you wanna go ahead and make sure you start the strength training, go right ahead, add that in. But before you do, make sure that you have the proper techniques. We don't want you to hurt yourself. And guess what, guys? We are at 5 minutes, a little over 5 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to wait until 5 minutes, 30 seconds. So that way we'll have a nice, easy number. All right. And Coach Michelle's tracking you. We are there now. So now we're the next 5 minutes. We're going to start gradually picking it up. So this is going to be our fast session. So we're moving fast. Make sure those arms are really moving forward and back. Make sure you are taking those heels, heel first, toe follows. Okay, as we're walking, heel, toe, heel, toe. So we're moving heel, toe. And I'm walking with you as always. So whatever you're feeling, I'm feeling too. You can do it. We're doing it together. And it doesn't matter what your age, what your size, what your fitness level. Start where you are. Just keep going. Keep going. We're gonna push through this workout. We're gonna do it together. And I want you to pull the stomach in. Make sure you're pulling the stomach in. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe through the workout. It's important that you're breathing. And if you need a sip, go ahead, take a sip. And I hope you have comfortable shoes. It's very important that you have the right tools to do the job. So make sure that you have sneakers that are laced and you have support. So this way you'll have everything you need to get this workout going efficiently. Okay, so how are you feeling? Are you breathing? Make sure you're breathing. We don't want you to end up holding your breath because that will be uncomfortable and that's not healthy. We want you to breathe in and out. Pull that stomach in so you have that nice posture. Nice straight back. Pull that stomach in and go ahead and keep pumping. Remember, this is fast. This 5 minutes is going to be fast. The next 5 minutes will be faster. And we're about 2 minutes in. So we only have another 3 minutes to go. We'll break them up in sections and it makes our 30 minutes, which is already short, even shorter. So go ahead, keep going. Take those arms, move them forward and back. Go ahead, heels to toe. Keep moving. You've got this. Heels, toe, arms are going forward and back and you're breathing. All right, you got this. Let's keep going. Let's keep going because the next five, we're gonna pick it up a little more. So let's build that body up. Let's keep going. This is our fast. So we wanna kinda just get ourselves ready. We're getting ourselves ready. We're kind of getting the ready for the next session, okay? And then we'll bring it back down to the fast. So we go fast, faster, fast, faster. So don't worry, it feels like a lot. We're gonna get a bring it down. And if you're feeling pain, pain is not good. Pain means something is wrong. Could be your posture, could be something else. So if you feel pain, I want you to go ahead and stop, and I want you to go ahead and address the pain. Muscle soreness happens, and that's okay. Well, that's a part of it when you're working out for the first time or you haven't worked out in a long time. You're using muscles you're not used to using, so those muscles are awake, they're awakened and they're thinking, what's going on? That happens. But pain is something, means something is wrong. So I never want you to go walk through pain, work out through pain, run through pain. I want you to always address the pain. All right, guys, we have about another minute and 30 seconds, and then we're gonna go faster. So I want you to keep moving. Now, remember what I always say. If you're having a conversation, if you're walking with a friend right now, and you both are having a great conversation, you're not going fast enough. We want to focus on the workout. We want you both to get the most out of this 30 minutes. So if you're talking, you're not breathing. If you're talking, you're not getting the most. If you can sing, if you're singing your favorite song right now, you are not going fast enough. We really want you to put everything into this workout. What you put in is what you're going to get out. So put in all that you can, meaning focus all your energy and efforts on this workout. This is your time. And guys, we're a little over that. Let's take it up. Let's take it up. We've gotten our 5 minutes of fast. Now let's get our 5 minutes of faster. Come on. I want you to pump those arms. Pump those arms going forward and back. Come on. You can do it. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're breathing through this. I want those arms going forward and back. Heel, toe. Pull your stomach in. Pull your stomach in. Nice posture. Nice upright posture. We don't want your backs bending over, because if that happens, you will be in a lot of pain, and it's just not good posture. But the pain is what we're worried about. We don't want you to be in pain. Remember, this is not just about getting into good physical fitness or getting good physical health, but it's also about doing it efficiently, doing it in a healthy way. So come on, keep going. Make sure you are moving through. This is our faster section, so we're going to keep going for the next 5 minutes. Right now it's for we're almost 2 minutes in, so we have less than 5 minutes, less than 3 minutes to go. Is it almost 3 minutes? Come on, just keep going faster. Don't worry about the time. Coach Michelle's got you. Let's just keep going faster. We're gonna do this for 5 minutes. Coach Michelle's got you. Don't focus so much on tracking. That's my job. And you can see, I'm not doing a great job at that, but it's okay. The goal of this workout is really to get you moving. The goal of this workout is to increase your fitness level. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. And we're doing it together. And we're doing it in the most efficient way possible. I want to make sure your form is conducive to a healthy workout. So I want you to just focus on moving those arms quickly. And remember, heel toe. Heel first, toe follow. Pull that stomach in. Arms are going forward and back. Really forward and back. But make sure those shoulders are relaxed. Relax the shoulders. Go ahead and relax the shoulders. Make sure you're breathing. Breathe through. We're at 12 minutes, 30 seconds. All right, guys, 12 minutes, 30 seconds. Let's keep going. Come on, we've got this. Let's keep going. We are doing great. You're doing great. We're doing it together. We're doing great together. That's it. Doing great together. If you need a sip, go ahead, take a sip. I want you to take a sip. Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure that you are hydrated. All right, guys, this is our faster. This is our faster. And we just have a few more minutes to go. Okay, so our first 5 minutes are faster, or this is our faster. So we started at around 5:30 with our fast, which meant 10:30 would have been our faster. So we're still in our faster, and 10:30 means that we get to finish 15:30. So we're at 13 right now, 13:40. 13:40 is where we are. Come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going, we're almost there. We are almost there. Make sure those arms are going forward and back. Make sure the heels are touching heels and then toe. Make sure you're pulling that stomach in. Make sure you're breathing. Oh, wow. Guess what? We are at 1 mile. Everyone, if you're pacing with Coach Michelle, you're at 1 mile, which means half of our goal mileage has been completed. Half of our goal mileage. And we're almost at 15 minutes, which means half of the time has been completed. But most importantly, we're moving very fast, and that's what we want. That's the segment we're in right now. We're in our very fast segment. So that's excellent. Mission accomplished. We are doing what we said we're going to do. We're being intentional about this workout, taking all that we have and we're giving it to this workout. Keep going, guys. We're almost ready to take it down to fast. Don't want it to be slow. We want to keep the momentum going, but we want to go fast, because in this workout, 5 minutes fast and then 5 minutes faster, we're interchanging. So come on, we're about to, and I think we're at 15:30. Let's go ahead and let's take it down to fast, not slow. We still want to go fast. We want to keep the momentum going. We want to stay on track. We want to get a great workout, and we want to do it in 30 minutes. So let's keep going. Let's keep going fast. How do you feel? How do you feel? Are you feeling great? Are you feeling like you can do another 30 minutes? You can. We've got plenty of podcast episodes. So if you've got more than 30 minutes, go ahead, add another 30 minutes. But right now, we're focusing on getting through this 30 minutes, and that's what we're doing, and we're doing it together. So we're at 16:23, so we're almost a minute in. We have about 4 minutes, a little over 4 minutes, before we jump into the faster. So this is kind of your recovery. And it's not exactly a hit, because we're really lengthening that time. It's more about just giving some variety to these walking workouts, keeping you engaged so that you're not bored, but also challenging your body so that your body will, as your body changes, your body will get what it needs. Because when you start out something, usually you start slow and you see progress, you see results. And as you get more into it, your body becomes more defined, your fitness level elevates. What you started with is not challenging enough. Remember, progress happens where you're pushing yourself beyond comfort. That's where progress happens. In comfort, you're pretty much comfortable. There's no progress, there's no challenge. You're comfortable. And that goes for anything, not just physical fitness. It goes for anything that we're doing. It could be with our jobs. It could be in our relationships. We're just kind of comfortable. And the problem with comfort is, if you're not practicing behaviors of challenge, when situation occurs where it is challenging, you're not sure how to react. You're not used to that. You're outside of your comfort zone. So things tend to go a little out of sorts. So that's why it's important to always challenge yourself in every aspect of your life, of your fitness life, of your relationship, your professional life. Even as parents, we want to challenge ourselves So this way, our children can model that behavior and prepare them for life, as well as develop these behaviors, good behaviors, or positive behaviors that will help navigate life better. Doesn't mean that those challenges are not going to come hard and heavy, but we're better able to deal with them. All right, guys, where are we? We're at 1928. We are at 1928. And I believe, if my math is correct, we at 2030 is where we're going to go faster. So I hope you are going fast right now. Remember, this workout is not about comfort. This workout is about being variety. It's about challenging ourselves. It's about being true to the process that we're in and really giving it what we can, all we can. Not what we can, all we can. Sometimes we commit to something and we give it just a little. Or we say, okay, just take this. No, whatever you commit to, you want to give it everything. Because if it doesn't work out, how do you know that it's not because you didn't give everything or you weren't fully committed? So you want to give it all you can. So you'll know if that works for you or not. Sometimes it just doesn't work, but you won't know that unless you give it everything. And that's what we're doing in this workout. And we're at 2045, so we're a little over. So let's go faster. All right, everyone, it's the faster. Let's go with those arms moving forward and back. And mileage, I haven't given you a mileage count in a while. Have I even done it this workout? We're at 1.54. 1.54, and we're at 2109. 2109, 1.54. So let's go ahead, let's get this going. Let's move in our faster. This is all about our faster. Let's get going with our faster right now. All right, we want to get to 2 miles. Can we get to 2 miles? I believe we can. I know we can. How much over 2 miles are we getting today? How much over your goal are you getting today? What's your goal? And please feel free to comment. That was a little word jumble there, but please feel free to comment. Let me know, how much are you exceeding your goals, or are you meeting your goals? Maybe you're not meeting your goals. Maybe it's something we can work on, talk about. So let me know. I want to know how you're doing, because my goal is to work with you, to walk with you. I want you to achieve your goals, whatever those are. So please let me know. Let me know where you are, and let me know how I can help you if you're not getting where you are, or maybe you are getting over. Maybe you need more of a challenge. Let me know that too, because that I can help you with. I can help you walk faster, or I can help you achieve that goal. So please, please let me know when we are in our faster. Come on, guys, we're gonna do this. We're doing it together. Take a sip if you need to. Take a sip. If it's feeling hard, keep going. We're challenging ourselves. I want you to keep going. Okay, we're at 2310, 1.71, 2310. And if you find that you're pulling a bit with your feet, if one foot's pulling, then I want you to work on strengthening your shins. You can do that by walking on your heels or by holding onto the wall and straightening your feet, getting on your heels. So we can definitely work on strengthening your shins so that you're not dragging your feet and your walk is as efficient as possible. So come on, guys, we're getting through this. We're getting through this together. So we're at 23.56, 23.56. Remember, we're less than 2 minutes into this faster. Then we get to take it down to just fast. Wasn't this fun? It's almost over. I am sad that it's almost over. Are you feeling sad? This workout is almost over. You know I love walking and I love doing it with you. So I'm feeling sad. 30 minutes isn't a lot of time. So if you're struggling to find ways to exercise, to get through fitness, try the 30-minute walk-in workout. Boy, Coach Michelle's really feeling it now. Those words are starting to jumble. We're at 1.83, 24 minutes, 47 seconds. Come on, let's get it going. If you're struggling to find time, these 30-minute walk-in workouts, they are fast and furious, so you get through them quickly. It's not, 30 minutes is really not a lot of time. So come on, come on, let's get this going. Let's move through. Let's move through. Breathe, guys. Pull your stomach in and breathe. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you've got straight posture. This is the part where you are tempted to lean over and just relax into it. Not yet. Not yet. Soon. We'll be there soon. We'll be there very soon. All right, now. Now we can take it down. We're at 25:40, so we can take it down. This is faster, not slow. We still got a little few more minutes in, so we're doing fast. This is fast. You're doing great. Keep going. Keep going. You're doing great. This is fast, and we are almost at the end. 26 minutes and where are we? 15. 26:15. And our mileage, 1.96. 1.96. So any second now, we're gonna hear that sound that we've achieved our 2 mile goal. And we still have plenty of time to keep this workout going. Keep this workout going. How much more, how many more miles can we get on this workout today? There it is. Woohoo, celebrate 2 miles. Don't stop though. We've got time, but I want you to make sure you're celebrating by really kicking it in, knowing that you thought you couldn't do it, but you're doing it. Come on, we've gotten the 2 miles. And we now want to go ahead and kick it in, or we're at fast, guys. So let Coach Michelle not get carried away. You guys are understood the mission. We're at fast, but I'm feeling so energized that I'm wanting to really go very fast. How about you? Are you feeling that right now? Because if you are, we're at fast. We're at 27:40. And if you feel like faster, go ahead. We have less than 3 minutes together. So if you want to go faster, even though we're in fast, it's okay. It's all going in the fitness bag. Come on, do what you can. Let's get through this. Do what you can, guys. You got this. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're pulling that stomach in. Make sure you are straight posture. Arms are going forward and back. Heel toe, heel follow, heel first, toe follow. We're almost there. We're almost there. 28 minutes, and 34 seconds. So we are less than 2 minutes. How many miles are we going to get over this 2 miles? Come on, let this be a record for you. Whatever your mileage goals are, let's Let us have a personal best today. Let today be the day where you have walked faster than you've ever walked before. Come on, you can do it. I'm doing it with you. Don't focus on talking. Don't focus on singing. Don't focus on anything but your workout right now. Focus on breathing. Relax the shoulders. Move the arms forward and back, heel to toe. Come on, you got it. You got it. We're almost there. Let's go. You're almost there. You're doing great. You're absolutely doing great. You're moving. You're doing it. Let's go. Let's keep this going. Excellent. Keep that going. Great job. Great, great job. Great job. Keep it going. You're at 29, 48. We can count down. And we're at 2.25 miles. We can count down. We're about to get to 30 minutes. There we are, 30 minutes. 2.27 miles. 2.27 miles, 30 minutes. You did it. Woohoo! High fives, virtual high fives all around. You absolutely did it. You came out, you accomplished your goals. You are amazing. You're remarkable. You are doing what you set out to do. I'm extremely proud of you. You should be proud of yourself too, because you took the time, the 30 minutes, you came out, you came and you gave it your all. Now I want you to cool down. Go ahead, allow the body to cool down. This was a great workout. This was a high energy workout. So I want you to allow the body to cool down. Slow it down. This is a time where you get to slow down. This is a time where you can really focus on breathing, but also focus on taking in your surroundings. Maybe you're on the treadmill and it's in front of the window. You can look out and enjoy the beauty, the beauty of God's creation. Or perhaps you're at a park. You can look around and just take in all the beauty of you and the beauty of what you've just done. Maybe it's your first time walking and you just finished 30 minutes walking. You weren't concerned about the mileage. You just wanted to stick with the 30 minutes and you did. So take in that, celebrate that. I am so happy that you came out. You took the time to walk. You took the time to focus and be intentional about your walking. Now I want you to stretch. After such a workout, you want to give a great stretch. 7 to 10 minutes of stretching, and make sure that you're really stretching out all of the muscles that you've just used. Go ahead and really take the time to stretch and finish off with a great meal, a meal that's fitting for what you've done. Remember, good stuff out. If you want to get good stuff out, you must put good stuff in. So a colorful plate, you can't go wrong with that. Make your plate as colorful as possible. Go ahead with your whole grains. Whole grains is a way to get a little more food in, because those whole grains are going to have fiber. They're going to provide you with nutrients that the processed or the highly processed foods will not. So you can't eat as much as that. So if you love to eat, always think about whole grains. Then I also want you to go ahead and try to do things that are healthy fats, like your omega-3 fatty acids, your olive oil, your salmon, lean proteins like fish or legumes. Any of those will be beneficial. Those are the good stuff that I'm talking about. Go ahead and finish that off. If it's morning, grab your oatmeal. Go ahead and if you need to do a nice omelet with some spinach in there, go ahead. Focus on your whole grains and whatever season it is it's in. Try to get those seasonal fruits and vegetables in. They're cheaper when you buy them out of season, and they're also better tasting because they're harvested at the right time. So always try to eat when foods are in season to get the best value as well as the best products. Hope you enjoyed Walk With Me with Coach Michelle. I absolutely enjoyed bringing it to you. It's always a pleasure walking with you. So I hope you had a pleasure walking with me. Thank you guys so much for the support. And did you know we're almost at 20,000? 20,000, that's unheard of. When I started this project, I only wanted to get friends and families to walk with me who weren't living close to me. And now here we are. So thank you all for supporting Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. But you continue to walk, because the goal here is to get people walking. And if you are walking, if you're listening and you're walking, then I've accomplished my goals, and I'm very thankful to you for assisting me with that. So please continue to stay focused and be intentional about your health. And as always, keep walking.